Okay, so after that sort of rather lengthy tirade, I would just like to clear a few things up, or more sort of express things from my point of view. The first thing that of note is that really, like, Tagan seems to have, or seems to be very, very sensitive whenever the subject of Danielle Freakley comes up. In fact, just about a minute ago, he seemed particularly irate just at the mention of her very name, and jumps to the conclusion that there was an insinuation revolving around her infatuation with her, which was actually not the case at all. The situation was entirely different. So there has been some tension on his part, or some tetchiness regarding the subject of their relationship, which ostensibly, as far as I can tell, is merely a friendship. And what I'm very interested in is the censorship process involved in this audio recording. Most of what I'm saying now is going to be edited out. I just wonder exactly what the cutoff point is, exactly where, what is going to be left in, if any of what I'm saying now. In fact, I suspect that the audio recording might start, my audio soundbite might start now, after about 3 minutes has elapsed, because everything else is going to be completely cut. So that implies that there's a level of control which is creatively, as a creative person, I think is entirely suspect in terms of its ultimate censorship. So it's going to be an interesting experiment. T is right now looking at me and he's wondering about what I'm talking about. And that might be... So, I don't know. I might get lucky. Some of this might end up in the recording. Or maybe not. I suspect probably maybe not. The other thing that was quite interesting was the delivery of the meal this evening. Absolutely delicious meal. Really well executed. Everybody was sitting around waiting for that moment when dinner was served. There was talk of the preparations being underway. No announcement as such that was happening. So everybody was sitting around and for quite some time. And then T announced loudly, to everybody's absolute surprise, dinner is served, motherfuckers, quite angrily. And everybody realized that dinner, in fact, was served. It just, nobody actually knew. So this delicious dinner was just sitting behind the counter, out of view, out of sight, unannounced. And you know, we were suddenly alerted to that fact.
Facebook. Is Facebook a thing in the past?
You're in charge of my work. I need to be... Wow. Wow. Okay, how can people have the audacity to interrupt an artist in his process? It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. You're doing the same thing. Oh, okay. Oh. It was a phenomenally regrettable rant, actually, I think. But anyway, yeah, so what I was saying was, like, yeah, about, like, so this amazing dinner just kind of happened unannounced. No one knew it was happening. And then T announced it with absolute outrage that, like, nobody knew that it was happening. And that was all very, very bizarre. So, yeah, and then what happened after that? Yeah, I think that T's beard is looking good, but I think it needs to be trimmed to about half its length, and I think he needs to shave his neck. And I also think his hair needs to be just, like, maybe a little bit shorter. And then, you know, with those minor adjustments, I think he'll be looking good, and he'll be ready to star in the film that is Neurocam. And, yeah, there was also talk about the whole recording process and about the censorship process and how, you know, people, there was a speculation that people might just be, you know, might think after the fact that T is just trying to get people really fucked up and sort of exploit them by taking these audio recordings of things that they may say in weakened moments. But But there was, you know, discussion was had about that. And personally, I think it's totally fine to do that. I thought that the entire dinner party was going to be recorded start to finish. I didn't realize that people were going to suddenly be put on the spot as I am now, and recordings would be made ad lib in this fashion. So, yeah, so I'm kind of cool with it, and I think that if anyone has a problem with it, then they have every right to object, and things do need to be screened in that sense. But in terms of T just freely cutting things out or leaving things in, I don't know. I almost think it should be up to us, the audience, or the participants, to decide what goes in or what goes out. So now, after this lengthy ramble, I'm going to hand this on to somebody else, and I'm probably going to hand it to somebody that's got a Camberwell carrot in their hand, because that might get a result. But the problem is I've got to butt into a conversation to do that. Oh, yeah, side note. T wanted us all to go outside. He was like expecting an outdoor photograph, some kind of documentation thing, which required everybody being outside together in a group in a very formalized photographic context. That didn't happen. T mentioned that he didn't want to appear to be a control freak. He didn't want to kind of construct events in that manner. But it's kind of curious that there was also implicit within that was a kind of a more oblique strategy to guilt people into doing it anyway, which I thought was quite fascinating. It didn't happen. Numerous photographs around the table did happen, and I say inside is the new outside. So I'm going to hand this back. Okay, I'm going to hand this back to T.